Do you know this? The Spirit of the Lord is in the house. Do you know how we know this? Because you're here. And those who have accepted Christ have the Spirit within them. Is that exciting news? Or do we take that for granted? Because I'll tell you, just over the last, short time in my life, 5 or 6 years, have I really recognized how much God uses upside down broken people. And He uses them mightily. We've been looking at the gifts of the Spirit for the last several weeks. I hope you're getting stuff out of this valuable information. I know I am, but I'm digging in the trenches. And my job is to share the valuable information that I have searched and share it with you. So I'm praying that your spirit will be open, not to me, but to the Spirit of God. That He will lead, guide, and direct you to Him. So let's go to the Lord and ask Him to go before us now. Father, I thank You for this time that we set apart to focus on You. And I pray that You would do a work in us that we in our humanness couldn't even begin to comprehend. You choose to use the unlikely to do overwhelmingly, exceedingly great and abundant great things. God, I thank You for choosing me for such a time as this. And I pray that I would reflect Your will, that You would have opportunity to make a difference in this, Your church. We give You the praise in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, I always have this catchphrase for a title sermon, like blessed to serve, gifted to serve, saved to serve. Today we're going to look at being equipped to serve. And God has equipped us with His power, His strength, His authority. Where's my bulletin? His peace, His love, despite the situation we're in. We just sang about it. Did you hear the words? This is our attitude of worship. So let's continue to stay in an attitude of worship. You know, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ has at least one spiritual gift. Some believers have more than one gift, but everyone who has responded to the Lord has been equipped to serve. The truth is, there's no such thing as a believer without a gift. So don't worry. You've been gifted. The question is, how do we know which gift we have? How do we know? There are a number of things that we should put into practice to discover our gift. Unfortunately, there's no set formula in the Bible to figure out which spiritual gift has been applied to us by God at our salvation. No worries. I have good news. There's certain things we can do to find out. It's important to find out what spiritual gifts are and that are available to us. If you've been attending here regularly, you have been made aware that there are 4 portions of Scripture where you can find the gift lists. If you have a pencil or a pen, I know you have a blank space to write these references down. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11. And in the same chapter, verses 28 through 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11. And 28 through 30. I've done the homework. I'm sharing valuable information. Romans 12, verses 4 through 8. These lists sometimes overlap. And then Ephesians 4, 7 through 12. I'm trying to equip you with the lists that God has given to us, so that we don't have to be ignorant. We can know. So we can go. These passages should personally be read and studied to find out what gifts are available. It's also a good idea that we know the meaning and the purpose of each of the gifts. So that's what we're going to go over this morning.
You're like, oh, James, really? School?
Yeah, really. I have a list of 16 because that's what I find in the Bible and I believe to be true. If it's your habit in taking notes, which is always a good practice, I have good news for everyone today. The work has been done for you. This brief list has been printed in your newsletter. Everyone knows where that is because it's on your refrigerator so that you know what's going on throughout the church, right? Okay, this is why I'm going to go over the list that's been provided to you. The list we're looking at today isn't an exhaustive list, but what is found in the four portions of Scripture that I mentioned earlier. Honestly, God can set any gift in motion at any given moment in time to help you and others. So we're going to begin with administration. Administration is the ability to steer the church or ministry toward the successful completion of God-given goals with the skills of planning, organization, or supervision. Guess what? I don't have that gift. That's why I need you. We are one body with many parts. Now we're going to look at 15 because one's out of the way. The gift of apostle is a person sent to a new place with the gospel. You may have heard of a missionary going to other countries to share the good news. They would be described as apostles. An apostle can provide leadership to another church or ministries to offer advice on spiritual matters. Discernment, the wisdom to recognize truth from untruth. By correctly evaluating whether a behavior or teaching is from God or another ungodly source. This would be a good gift to chase after. Evangelism, the ability to successfully communicate the message of the gospel, especially to non-believers. Where do we find those? Look to your left. Look to your right. There may be one sitting right next to you. Exhortation. This is a competence in offering encouragement, comfort, and support to help someone be all God wants them to be. Faith. People with this gift have such great confidence in the power and promises of God that they can stand strong in their belief no matter what may try to shake them. They can also stand up for the church and for the faith in such a way as to defend and move it forward. I hope we have strong faith. Giving. Those of this gift are particularly willing to and able to share what resources they have with pleasure and without the need to see them returned. Healing. A capability used by God to restore others, be it physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Helps. Someone with this gift is able to support or assist members of the body of Christ so that they may be free to minister to others. You guys, help me. You do the singing. You do the prayer time. You do the announcements so that I can be focused on the delivery of the message. A lot of you have a gift of helps. Hospitality. A natural ability to make people, even strangers, feel welcome in one's home or church as a means to disciple or to serve them. Knowledge. This is a gift of someone who actively pursues knowledge of the Bible. This person may also enjoy analyzing biblical data. I struggle with that gift, but maybe I have it. Leadership. This attitude marks a person who is able to stand before a church, to direct the body with care and attention, and to motivate them toward achieving the church's goals. Mercy. This is the defining trait of a person with great sensitivity for those who are suffering. It manifests itself in offering compassion and encouragement, and in a love for giving practical help to someone in need. Prophecy. The ability to speak the message of God to others. This sometimes involves foresight or vision of what is to come. This skill should be used only to offer encouragement or warning. Serving. A talent for identifying tasks needed for the body of Christ and using available resources to get the job done. Speaking in tongues. This one I want you to pay close attention to. Speaking in tongues. The supernatural ability to speak in another language. This is important. One that has not been learned. Tongues. Teaching. The skill to teach from the Bible and communicate it effectively for the understanding and spiritual growth of others. Wisdom. The gift of being able to sort through facts and data to discover what needs to be done for the church. Oh, I wish I had wisdom. I will keep seeking wisdom. This list comes from the internet. There's a website called unfoldingfaith.com. This is not my wisdom that I'm sharing with you. We have access to it all on the internet. It's a great overview. But now what? We know and understand. We know the list. We know how it applies to the church. But what? Once we as believers of Jesus Christ recognize what gifts are available and how they're to be used to build up the church, this next step is to pray to God that He would reveal to us the gift that He has given to us. Have you asked God to show you so that you would know? God, how can you use, how have you gifted me to serve? We ask. The Bible encourages us to pray for guidance and the manner in which we should pray. Jesus emphasized this in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8 in His Sermon on the Mount. Do you know what He said? He said, ask. It'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened to you. God, break open the door. Show me. Is that your prayer? Monday morning? Wednesday? Because I don't know. But I know the one who does. And I'd be a fool not to ask. We're to ask God for guidance in our prayers. The truth of the matter is we're to repeatedly ask God for guidance. We should never try to make it through this moment without Him. James put it simply in James 4, verses 2 and 3. This is what he says. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend what you request on your own pleasure. To have, we must ask with the right attitude of heart. Lord, give me the gift of giving so I can give, so I can be seen as say. Maybe you should check your motive. Paul in Philippians 4, 6, and 7 makes clear the need of constant prayer and how to pray when he wrote, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which rises above any human understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. You know, one of the ways we discover our spiritual gifts is by the desire we find in our own heart. What's in there? Knowing now what gifts are available to us, the list is in your newsletter. It's recorded on the website. And by all means, it's printed in God's Word in three passages of Scripture. We ask the Lord to put the desire in our heart so that we can discover what particular gift has been given to us and how we can use it to glorify God. Is that your goal? Is that your desire? Is that your heart's desire? God, I want to stand up and preach to give you the glory. Not that I be seen, but that you be seen, that you be adopted and put into practice, that these people you have brought here this morning would walk in your strength, in your power, with the matchless power of Jesus' name. Is that our desire? The Bible gives this instruction in Psalm 37. Another good one to write down. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 5. This isn't me speaking. This is God speaking to you. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord. Take delight. Spend time with the Lord. That's what that means. Take delight in the Lord, and He'll give you your heart's desire. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Are you walking in the truth of God's Word? You have access to it every day, every moment of every hour, and it sits dusty on the coffee table. Pick it up, brush it off, open it, and hear from God. What happens is when we become gifted by God, since we are, He's in control. Our will be in line with His will, and what happens is we'll respond to the desire that He has set in our heart. I'm not choosing who I want to be. This wasn't my idea. I'm just being obedient to God and following His lead. And man, I'm having my socks blessed. I'm having my socks blessed off. Just saying. We discover these God-given desires through prayer, through confession of sin, through studying and meditating on God's Word, and committing our life and living to His will and purpose. Are we doing that, church? You know, I always ask questions. I'm going to continue to ask questions. And I'll tell you what, as I grew up through life, I wish somebody was asking me questions. This is accomplished by living by faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, again, these are not my words. This is God's word speaking to you truth. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those that earnestly seek Him. Ask, seek, knock, and you'll have your socks blown off. It's a promise in God's Word. We have been saved to serve. It's not enough that we realize that we have a spiritual gift. We must put it or them to work. The gifts that God has given to us must be put to work. We're not to have them, just keep them. We're not to have a Bible just to carry it. We're to open it, read it, and then apply that. And our lives are blessed. With that said, we must be available to serve and use the gift that God has given to us. Our response should be that of the prophet Isaiah. Do you remember how he responded when he heard the voice of the Lord? What did the Lord say? Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Do you remember Isaiah's response? Oh, here I am. Send me. Send me. Is that you? Have you heard that still, small voice of God saying, I want to use you. I've gifted you to roll dough for such a time as this. I've gifted you to plant flowers. I've gifted you to speak up. I've gifted you to help. What are you passionate about? What excites you? What breaks your heart? What burden do you have? These are the things God uses to ignite the desires in our heart. He's given them to us to make a difference in the world we live. And listen, to enlarge His kingdom. I hope I'm not blowing gas here. I want His word to land on your hearts, to get ignited, to make a difference in this world. To that person in that house right there, they're lost. That house over there, they're hurting. They need to know the love and peace of Jesus. Who's going to walk across the street? It's not going to be me. I live in another county. God's calling us to be His voice. The Methodists say hands and feet. I say hands, feet, and voice. Let's make a joyful noise. In our years of ministry, prior to serving here at the church, we have encountered countless people that come up and say, oh, I had no gift. I wish I could be like so-and-so. That's a trap. Don't fall into it. So many people compare themselves to others. And as a result, they hinder their walk with the Lord. God has empowered us, equipped us, saved us. And a couple others that I don't remember right now, but go to the website and you can see. During the past several weeks, has the Lord been speaking to you through the messages you've heard here or on the internet or the website? Has He been speaking to you through the passages of Scripture you're reading in your quiet time? Do you have quiet time where you open the book so you can hear from God? Is He speaking to you when you pray to Him? We talk to Him in prayer. We listen to Him through His Word. It's a great system. These are some of the things that we should put into practice to discover our spiritual gifts. Father, I thank You that You have given us many avenues to know more about You, whether it's preaching, teaching, reading, hearing. God, will You pierce the darkness and create in us a desire to know You more so we can serve You more, so that Your kingdom can be enlarged more. Thanks for choosing to use broken, upside down, fallible people to do infinitely great things. God, I pray that You have opportunity to move and use this church. We praise You for what's been accomplished this past week, and we look forward to what's going to take place through the summer ahead. I pray that we would be seeking to serve You in all we do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.